Welcome to Next Talk, powered by Compass Group. We're discussing how today's climate will impact the future of on-site food service. Bringing together the most innovative thought leaders, this series will explore how we adapt to the new normal, contribute to a successful outcome, and help lead the industry for the long term. Joining us today on Next Talk is Chris Luty of Compass Digital Labs, the digital experts for Compass Group North America. CDL's mission is to create extraordinary experiences at the intersection of hospitality and technology. And most recently, they have been activating their tried and true suite of solutions to solve for today's challenges. Also joining us is Scott Walker, president of Waveguide, their Compass Group's facilities technology team. Waveguide is harnessing existing technologies in new ways to help clients maintain healthy distances and safe environments. Welcome, Scott and Chris. We are so excited to learn more about how Compass is leading with technology to make people feel safe and confident in the return to work, school, and play. So let's begin with the short term. Scott, you have pivoted your portfolio of solutions during other life-changing events like 9/11 and the 2008 recession. Can you tell us about what's available now for clients and operators to respond to today's environment?
Yes. First of all, thanks, Laura, for having us. This is a great opportunity to, you know, share some best practices and new ideas. You know, what's interesting is everything that was cool 6 months ago, a year ago, like big touch interactive video screens or, you know, touch kiosks, those are all kind of not cool now. So, you know, we're helping our clients pivot toward a touchless workplace environment where we can, you know, put all the power of the technology in their hands and, you know, bring it to a mobile app. And, you know, I know that's what Chris is working on too, but, you know, we really see that's the next big frontier for the workplace.
Scott, I couldn't agree more. I think what we've seen in the environment of COVID is an acceleration to acceptance of personal digital. CDL has been trying to push out mobile solutions into our business for a few years now. And to put an example of that acceleration, our pipeline of mobile accounts in the B&I super sector prior to COVID was 180 implementations. That ballooned to over 1,000 implementations in a matter of 4 weeks. Really driving that is the need for digital distance ordering, which is what we're looking to leverage with our mobile applications, allowing customers to come back, pre-order and prepay before getting down to the cafe, allowing us to help control population, maximize efficiencies, and make it as simple as possible for our operators to get more in sync and recover faster financially.
And Chris, you've been on the other side as a chef and an operator with Compass Group. Now you use that experience to merge operational insights and technology to enhance that overall guest experience. What solutions can you tell us about that have been deployed already, but may take a little bit more time to activate on site?
Yeah, great question. We really focus on user experience design, making sure that the products we put out are an enhancement for the consumer, but also as simple as possible for our operators to use. One really solid example of that is our frictionless retail technology, what we would call walk-in, walk-out, where our consumers can walk into a C-store, for example, grab their items, and walk out without ever having to stop at a kiosk or a cashier. Leveraging technology like that is allowing us to capture the future of digital hospitality and really see it in practice as we begin to move further along the digital roadmap. And Scott, I know, is working on something similar as well.
Yeah, you know, Laura, you touched on this at the introduction that, you know, the game has sort of changed, and now helping people return to the office confidently and safely is, you know, there's a much deeper focus on user experience. So, you know, we too want to basically create sort of that seamless day in the life where, you know, there's a lot of things we have to do now we didn't have to do before, like temperature monitoring, contact tracing, social distancing. And we believe technology can play a big role in making all that, you know, come to life behind the scenes sort of seamlessly versus, you know, having to rely on people to tell you where to stand or, you know, stickies on the floor, which are great. But what if we could, you know, when an elevator door opens up and you walk onto a floor, it could tell you that the air quality on this floor is good. It could tell you that this floor has been cleaned and where the work surfaces are that, you know, workplaces are that you can work at today. And, you know, what's the capacity on the floor right now? You know, we want to instill confidence in our clients that they can return to work and do so safely.
And again, this technology and this ability exists today. I mean, it's not really a what if, it's now, right?
Right. We're really just pivoting everything we were doing before. We were already, you know, counting heads at corporate headquarters because corporate real estate wanted to know where people worked and which parts of the building were more popular and which solutions were working and were people using the technology. Now we need to do it, but with actually a life safety component to it. So it's actually become more elevated in the day-to-day experience to, you know, help companies. You know, it's a bizarre experience now to go back into the office. You're experiencing that today going into Compass headquarters. We need to make that as, you know, least anxiety riddled as possible. And this is all off-the-shelf technology. We're just sort of pivoting it to this new paradigm that we're in.
Similar with frictionless. If you go into the corporate headquarters right now, we've actually launched the frictionless micro market, Cafe 2400. So it, to Scott's point, it's taking advantage of the opportunity of the accelerated need of digital to really place Compass at the forefront of the digital experience, whether we're looking at facilities management or consumer engagement.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, you touched on this earlier with the uptake of the mobile app that you guys have. It, you know, some great thinkers have been writing about this. Everything that was in motion before just got sped up. So if something was a good idea before the pandemic, it's a great idea now. If something was kind of on its last days, that just got pulled up quicker. So, you know, something like being able to have a mobile app experience in the workplace has always been a good idea. It's just been largely sitting on the shelf. And the companies that did invest in that a few years ago now can come back to the office much quicker because they've got a head start on this great sort of gateway for associates to engage the building they're in. Those that haven't, you know, we want to help them get there. And the app is part of it. Another part of it is aligning all the disparate services under facilities management and food and tech to be sort of one holistic piece. And we think that's where, you know, Compass can stand apart from its competitors.
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to this integration and this acceleration, as an on-site food service and support services provider, how do you think Compass is really starting to shift its mindset and think about the future of the way we do business a little bit differently? Scott, let's start with you.
Well, what I'm seeing is much more focus on the Compass One approach, this idea of kind of, you know, knocking down the silos, if you will, between sectors and really giving our clients that value of the bundled service. And, you know, this has always been part of the Compass portfolio, but it's just heightened now to be a differentiator for Compass, good thing, and, you know, sort of a simplification for the clients to say, great, I can go to one place and get this broad range of services, and they're going to be aligned, and they're going to help me help my associates get back to work. That's a win-win for everybody. Take something like integrated janitorial. You know, janitorial used to be done in the dark of night, you know, behind the scenes. It wasn't really seen. It was just its effects were seen the next morning. Well, now people want expressed janitorial. They want to see that cleaning is happening throughout the day. Well, we should integrate janitorial with room scheduling software, with people counting occupancy sensors, so that when you step into a meeting room, you know it's been cleaned, so you can confidently start your meeting. And then when you walk out of the room, you should just walk away back to, you know, what Chris is talking about, frictionless. Just walk out of the meeting room like you normally would. That starts the timer on the people counter to say, okay, this room has now been vacant for, say, 10 minutes. It can send a flag to janitorial to go clean that room. And then and only then after it's been cleaned, the janitor simply walks out of the room with their cart. And now it can reset the room scheduling software to say this room is now available again. That's, you know, the idealized version of what should happen, where all this is automated and synchronized and integrated so that the next group that comes in knows they're getting a clean room and it's ready to go?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been trying to push a digital platform as a way to drive what we call the online to offline experience. One of the greatest opportunities that CDL has is to obviously work in partnership with the best food service company in the world, with Compass Group. And we're trying to make sure that the digital solutions that are put out front in front of the customers create a seamless and frictionless experience, but that it's tied back to the offline or in-person experience that is being created by our Compass Group operators. So short term, we look at the acceleration of the need for mobile applications as a great foundation to lay, right? Today, we're going to use it for controlling congregation of population, maybe leveraging in-office delivery to meet some of the peripheral populations and keep social distancing at bay. But what it does is it allows us to scale a foundation for what mobile can be in the future. The amount of data that we can collect through mobile as a direct-to-consumer device allows us to change a lot of our strategies moving forward. We can look at growth and impact. We can leverage data to drive personalized experience. We can look at personalized marketing campaigns to drive check average profitability and ultimately repeat business. We can understand purchasing data, feed that back to FoodBuy, which helps to feed some of our culinary strategies. I mean, the abilities of the data provided by a scaled mobile solution are endless. On top of that, we can really look at different go-to-market strategies. We just recently released the ability to scan retail items on our mobile applications. So imagine a world now where you could run a cafe completely mobile. No longer do you need a point of sale. Quite frankly, you could run what we're calling a ghost kitchen. We've seen a lot of restaurants do this out in the market today, where your physical space no longer determines your offering because it can be displayed in a completely digital nature. So I think, again, this really helps us to accelerate to a foundation to scale tech, and furthermore, in the future, to iterate how Compass goes to market, leveraging digital as a pillar to its success. When we look at the B&I space specifically, it works across all sectors, but you know, we've got a slow population return, which ultimately means we need to figure out the best way to leverage digital to capture as much revenue possible on a lower population than we had prior to COVID. That means increasing our participation by experimenting with new go-to-market strategies, by capturing our previous non-users through maybe some enticing loyalty or marketing campaigns that we're running through the app. And I think it's kind of exploring the future of possibility through digital and partnership with how we go to market that can create really the new foundation for Compass Group moving forward.
Now, a lot of these are turnkey solutions, right, that can be applied across the board, yet still have the ability to be customized for each client's needs?
Part of the solution here is to not reinvent the wheel, but to begin with, you know, known good platforms and then allow the customization sort of for that last mile, or that, you know, in this building, these, you know, tiles, these apps make sense. But yeah, we want to build on the foundation of, you know, known good kind of root apps that we can bring to light, as well as all the technology the client's probably already invested in their building, in terms of signage or sensors or other platforms.
Agreed. And I think the way we look at setting up our platforms is to have the standards in place to ensure a great experience, but also have the agility for flexibility of delivery to our clients, much like Compass goes to market. Whether you're looking at the multi-sector approach or even how we differentiate within our own sectors to appease our clients or win new business, we lay out our platforms so they can be scaled and they can be supported and deployed effectively and efficiently, but also provide the level of flexibility needed to make sure that we're meeting our clients' demands.
And one more thing, Chris, on that point, you know, there's a question in the air to say, well, gee, should we make all this investment? You know, isn't this going to cost a lot of money for a short-term benefit? Well, all of this is still a good idea, you know, post-pandemic, post-vaccine. It's a great idea to align your room scheduling with your food ordering, with your janitorial, with your signage. That all makes sense on a good day. It certainly makes sense during, you know, a pandemic and the return to work efforts thereafter. But none of this is a wasted investment. It just is smart and has long-term savings, you know, down the line for the client.
Agreed. And I don't think the end game has changed, right? We talk about it all the time. How do we how do we become more integrated? How do we create this unique experience that is a differentiator for our consumers? That view hasn't changed. Our ability to deploy that view at scale has just accelerated due to the pandemic. So Compass is in a unique position to take advantage of the opportunity that's been presented and really stand out within the market.
So if you were an operator or a client listening right now, where would you recommend beginning? So say I'm having a conversation, we'll start with Waveguide. What would you tell them? Like, this is where we absolutely recommend you start with implementing technology to really prepare for reopening.
Well, we've spent the last 24 years at Waveguide as consultants. So first and foremost, we need to assess where you are. We need to look at the underlying technology you may already have in place because, you know, we certainly want to leverage everything you've already invested in. And then we want to build you a roadmap very quickly to say, okay, you've got 4 of the 10 pieces of the puzzle. We need to get these other 6 pieces ultimately together. Let's prioritize, you know, A, B, C list, and then let's go pilot this. Let's pick, you know, 20,000 square feet in your facility, and let's actually pilot this and put it together and have you see it in a short turnaround time frame, and then we can expand that across, you know, entire buildings, entire campuses, multiple campuses.
I can just steal Scott's answer, if that makes it easier. I mean, you know, yeah, so we're very similar, right? Compass Digital Labs has what we call a digital strategy team, and that's really our job is consultation to work with our operators and our clients to understand where they are today, what's important to get to, and build that roadmap to get there. I do think with COVID in mind and returning to work, step one on our side is get mobile into your business. You know, we're seeing participation levels in the accounts that are open, albeit on a small population right now, anywhere from 50 to 100% mobile. And prior to COVID, our best accounts within the B&I sector were doing 10 to 15%. So the market demand is there, and it's a very simple thing for us to deploy with a lot of the efficiencies we've gained in scale. The operations team have been great with developing menus that we can roll out that align with culinary and purchasing strategies. It's pretty much a no-brainer to move mobile into the business if somebody's looking to get back quickly and grab revenue as quickly as possible. And then that really becomes, you know, the foundation to build out on the future of tech from there.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you think people could really benefit hearing about?
Laura, one thing we're experimenting with, again, is voice-controlled technology. You know, people are accustomed to this at home now with Alexa or Siri. And what we've done some initial look at this in the workplace to see where it made sense. And initially, corporate IT security said, yeah, we're not super comfortable having these devices listening in on everything we do. But we think maybe there's another chance to take a look at this because it certainly a natural experience. People are equipping their homes with Alexa. You know, if they walked into a boardroom and said, start my meeting, you know, start Laura's meeting, that seems like something that would be a user experience that we're going to get to anyway. So is this one of the things that, you know, gets pulled quicker into our present because of the pandemic?
And I think on the CDL side, there's a lot coming, right? On top of what we would consider as the foundational digital platform within mobile, there are a lot of innovations that we are either currently working on, investigating, trying to get to pilot, et cetera. I think what we've seen in this pandemic and prior, honestly, is an acceleration of startups moving into hospitality tech. We're fortunate to have a great team that works with a lot of these startups and, you know, trying to find the right pockets where they make sense within our business lines. We can reimagine our business to leverage some of this cutting edge or bleeding edge technology. So I would say, yes, there's a lot coming. I wouldn't necessarily know what it is because it is ever changing. And every 3 months, it's another company we've never heard of or seen before. We're just trying to find the right applications to deploy it and make it as a differentiator or consumer benefit within our business lines.
All of this gets us even closer to giving customers what they want, when they want it, right where they are. And I think that's a shared motto across the Compass Group family. So thank you for sharing all of this. We would like to close out each episode with a quick speed round as a way for our listeners just to get to know you a little bit better. So, Scott, let's start with you. What are you most excited about doing once social distancing is over?
Oh man, live music. I miss live music. Being a, you know, past and maybe future musician myself, I love when people get on a stage and they make magic happen, and I look forward to being in a crowded venue with a favorite act up on stage doing that magic they do.
Agreed. And what's something that you've started doing during stay at home that you want to keep going?
A couple of things. One is with my siblings and their kids, my nieces and nephews, we do a big monthly Trivial Pursuit night. So we're, you know, big Trivial Pursuit nuts. And so we have a big board game because this is what we do if we all get together at the beach. So since we're not getting together this summer, we started doing that monthly, which is great. Also inspired by what musicians are having to do to sort of keep their creative juices flowing. A lot of musicians are recording stuff at home and putting it out. And I think on the band I love, Crowded House, on the 30th anniversary of Don't Dream It's Over, they put that out as a home recording. So actually my band from college, we started recording material as well, just, you know, because you can do it digitally now and send files around. It's been a blast to get back into doing that after having not been recording for many, many years.
Yeah, a reconnection. And I think we just got the answer a bit ago to the last question, but what is your top choice right now between a puzzle, a podcast, a board game, movie, or a good book?
For me, board game.
Yep. Trivial Pursuit all the way.
Yeah.
All right, great. Chris, now you are up. What are you most excited about doing once social distancing is over?
Would it be wrong to say getting a babysitter and going out to dinner kid-free? No.
Congratulations by the way.
Yes, thank you. I have an interesting home life with a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old and one on the way. So going to eat a dinner that doesn't involve mac and cheese flying across the room would be something I'm pretty excited about doing.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. And is there anything that you started doing during stay at home that you would like to keep going?
Actually, as a product of that environment, yeah, I started waking up at 5 a.m. because it's about the only hour that I can get alone in the house. So I wake up at 5 a.m. and read every morning, something I'm on week 5 of, and actually been able to finish 3 books in 5 weeks, which, can't fault that at all. It's been a great kind of new habit that I've acquired. So I'll try to stick with that and come out of this better than I was going into it.
All right. So guessing your top choice is a good book then. So what would be your
recommendation? Absolutely not. It's actually a podcast, because now that I don't travel, I don't listen to podcasts. So if I could have my top choice right now, it would be a podcast. Next time I get on a plane, I've probably got a list of about 20 to listen to. So,
all right. Getting on a plane and listening to live music, I think two things that catches my attention a lot these days. Well, thank you both so much for your time. I mean, really great conversation. I think a lot of people are going to be very interested in contacting you, starting to make plans. And so we greatly appreciate it and truly look forward to navigating what's next together.
We want to keep this conversation going. Join us at compassgroup.podbean.com to listen to a new episode every week. If you have questions or a request, send them to envisiongroup@compass-usa.com. Until then, be safe and be well.